There's a protocol war happening right now that will determine whether your e-commerce revenue survives the next 2 years, and most builders haven't even picked a side yet. Let's start with the infrastructure battle that matters most right now. Six competing protocol camps are racing to control the transaction stack for agentic commerce, the world where AI agents autonomously execute purchases on behalf of humans. But the two positions you need to understand are on opposite ends of the same fundamental question. OpenAI and Stripe are backing the Agent Commerce Protocol, ACP. It routes purchase intent through ChatGPT's surface, 900 million users, and keeps the merchant as merchant of record. Sounds fine, right? Until you realize you're handing discovery and ranking control entirely to the assistant platform, you still get paid when someone buys. You just don't control whether someone finds you. Shopify and Google are betting on the Universal Commerce Protocol, UCP. This one embeds your merchant rules directly into the agent interaction layer. Loyalty programs, inventory constraints, cancellation policies, return conditions. It's more complex to integrate, but it preserves your commercial sovereignty. One industry analyst framed it perfectly. ACP answers how the agent pays. UCP answers whether your business survives the agent economy. Here's what makes this concrete. That same analyst described their own behavioral shift, moving away from Google and Amazon toward ChatGPT for high-consideration purchases like sound systems and bicycles. If that category-level migration is happening for a single informed user, it's happening across millions. The discovery disintermediation risk is not theoretical. It's already running. The payment rail underneath all of this is also moving fast. Coinbase's X402 protocol resurrects the dormant HTTP-402 status code as a machine-native stablecoin payment layer using USDC. Stripe's machine payments protocol is building alongside it, an AWS Bedrock Agent Core Payments, built with both Coinbase and Stripe, is positioning as the enterprise governance runtime, owning budget enforcement, approval workflows, and audit logs across all agent spend. No single protocol wins all layers here. The practical move is a protocol abstraction layer built now. Analysts estimate 2 to 5 engineering days, so you're not doing weeks of migration debt when standards finalize. Do it before you need to. Now let's talk about a cost reduction that should immediately change how you think about GUI automation. The OpenAI Codex team just extended Codex into full GUI automation of native macOS applications, and the architectural decision behind it is the important part. The old approach, screenshot capture and coordinate-based clicking, was expensive because every screenshot costs you multimodal tokens. A 10-step GUI task using that method runs roughly 5 cents per task. Multiply that by 100,000 automation runs a month and you're spending $5,000 on automation compute alone. The new approach extracts the macOS Accessibility Framework's text tree. Instead of feeding the model images, you're giving it semantic understanding of UI elements, including ones scrolled off screen as plain text. That lets you use the faster, non-multimodal Codex Spark model. Same 10-step task now costs an estimated 3/10 of a cent to 7/10 of a cent. That's an 85% to 95% cost reduction. At 100,000 tasks per month, you go from $5,000 down to $300 to $700. The team confirmed these computer use capabilities are now in mainline GPT models via API. This is not a closed beta. Parallel multi-cursor execution runs multiple simultaneous automation sessions without virtual display overhead. A per-app permission model means Codex only observes apps you explicitly approve. No full desktop streaming. That's a production-relevant architecture you can actually trust. Implementation path if you want to start today. Use Xcode's Accessibility Inspector to test NS accessibility support for your target apps. Budget 2 hours. Then build a prototype capturing the accessibility tree for one high-frequency workflow, 3 to 5 engineering days. Measure task completion rate. Target above 80% before you push to production. One caveat. NS accessibility support is partial in some Electron apps and legacy software. so keep a screenshot fallback in place. Building on that infrastructure story, Google also shipped three meaningful Gemini API upgrades that compound well together. Multi-token prediction claims up to 3x inference speed improvement via speculative decoding. This is a server-side change. You don't modify your API calls. It just gets faster. The webhook upgrade is the one to implement immediately. If you're running polling loops against Gemini task status endpoints, here's what that actually costs you. Polling at 5-second intervals for 100,000 tasks per month generates approximately 600,000 wasted HTTP requests. Webhooks drop that to 100,000 completion notifications, a 6x reduction in overhead. Implementation is 2 to 3 engineering days. HTTPS endpoint with valid TLS, webhook signature verification, idempotent handler, and a polling fallback for delivery failures. Build a circuit breaker that detects webhook non-delivery within 2x the expected task duration and falls back to polling automatically. Let me walk you through the most detailed real-world unit economics available right now for the Solo AI agency model, because the numbers are genuinely striking. Nick, the founder of Orgo, shared his operational model while managing 27 active client deployments. Flat rate pricing, $5,000 per month per client. That covers unlimited agents, unlimited usage, monitoring, support, security, and ongoing changes. Gross margins in the 70 to 80% range. Infrastructure per client runs roughly $50 to $200 per month. At 30 to 40 clients, you're looking at $1.8 to $2.4 million in arranged by as a solo operator. The stack making this work is 5 tools doing specific jobs. Hermes is the agent harness, model agnostic, self-healing, and critically, chosen over alternatives, specifically, because competing frameworks have documented gateway crash issues requiring manual intervention. That reliability is load-bearing when you're a solo operator. Orgo provides isolated per-client cloud VMs with sub-minute spin-up time, deletable in under a second when a client churns. Composio handles unified MCP connections to over 1,000 apps with full OAuth lifecycle management. Agent Mail gives each agent its own dedicated email address. And GPT 4.5 runs as the primary model. Nick's reasoning is that it's the most efficient with tool calls and doesn't consume tokens the way heavier models do. Time to first agent delivery is under 48 hours from client kickoff. Initial setup for Hermes and Composio runs 4 to 8 hours. Every subsequent client gets faster because you're building a reusable skill library. The go-to-market insight here is equally important. Nick explicitly avoids usage-based pricing. His framing is that the moment a client starts counting credits, you've already lost the relationship. Flat rate pricing abstracts that friction entirely. You manage your token spend through scoping discipline, not usage meters. Inbound content outperforms cold outreach at this price point. Short-form video showing agents doing real work, screen recorded directly from the browser interface. For vertical targeting, marketing agencies, law firms, insurance agencies, manufacturers and wholesalers, real estate. Avoid healthcare and finance early. The regulatory burden is a sales cycle killer. The niche strategy is to try 2 or 3 verticals, follow where deals actually close, then sub-niche. Commercial real estate agencies in a specific geography is more defensible than just real estate broadly. One more cost lever worth activating this quarter, and it requires zero infrastructure spend. A 2-stage research pipeline using Notebook LM as the second stage delivers RAG quality hallucination control at no cost. Stage 1 is a general LLM Claude GPT-4.0 Gemini for broad research synthesis. Stage 2 hands that output to Notebook LM, which constrains its generation to your uploaded sources. You get page-level citations you can programmatically cross-reference. Stage 1 costs roughly 4 cents per 5,000 token research run on Claude 3.5 Sonnet. Stage 2 is free. For teams running fewer than 50 research sessions per month with human-in-the-loop requirements, this consistently beats a custom RAG build on both cost and time to value. The trigger to build LangChain plus QGrant is when you exceed 100 sessions per month and need automation. Until then, Notebook LM is the right answer. Your sprint goal for this week: pick one of three immediate implementation targets. If you're running GUI automation anywhere in your stack, spend 2 hours with Xcode's Accessibility Inspector, mapping NS accessibility support for your highest frequency workflow. That's the prerequisite for the 85% cost reduction. If you're pulling Gemini API task endpoints, scope the webhook migration 2 to 3 days to eliminate 6 times your current HTTP overhead. And if you have any e-commerce revenue in your product, spend 2 to 3 hours searching your product category in ChatGPT right now. Document what ranks and establish your ACP versus UCP strategic baseline before that decision is made for you. Those three tasks together are a week of high leverage work. Pick the one with the most immediate dollar impact on your architecture and go. That's your build briefing for today. Thanks for being here. The infrastructure is moving fast, and the builders who act on the unit economics first will have the margin advantage that matters. Come back tomorrow for what's next. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.